And then you have here in verse 1 of chapter 2, say ye unto your brethren, on me, and to your sisters, Ruama. And you remember that he said that you're not my people. The day's coming when he's going to say you are my people. He's not through with the nation Israel. And we're going to see that again when we get to chapter 3. And this is very important because my own private personal judgment is that this teaching that God is through with the nation Israel, it takes so much of the Old Testament and either spiritualizes it or discounts it. And if you can do that with the Old Testament and take any literal meaning out of it, just absolutely rape it as far as the meaning of it is concerned. Now, if you can do that with the Old Testament, you can do that with the New Testament. You can do that with the Epistle to the Romans. You can do that with John 3:16. But my friend, I don't think you can do it with the New Testament, and I don't think you can do it with the Old Testament either. Now, let's read on here. He says, contend with your mother. Contend. The old word in the King James is plead. I don't know that this is too much of an improvement, but it does suggest that there is great contention because she went back to practicing prostitution and she was unfaithful to him. And it brings out that, contend with your mother. Contend, for she's not my wife. Neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her harlotry out of her sight and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and set her as in the day that she was born and make her like a wilderness and set her like a dry land and slay her with thirst. Now, he's turning to the nation, applying it to the nation. But you must remember that this girl he married had become a harlot. And that's not the end of the story. After they were married and he had three children, she goes back practicing that again. And this man loved her, you see. Very frankly, the greatest sin, I think, in all the world, is not murder, it's not lying, it's not stealing. And maybe under certain circumstances, the worst sin in the world is not adultery. But may I say this, the worst sin in the world is when a man and a woman love each other and one of them becomes unfaithful. That party is guilty of, I think, the worst sin you can break. You just well be a murderer and a liar, and your chances are you'd do all of those if you do the other. And it drops you to my estimation, and I'm judging from what the Scripture says, it's the worst sin you could commit. You've gone down to the very level, the lowest level that you can go to when you become unfaithful to one that loves you. Now, applying that over on the other side, what is the greatest sin in the world for a Christian to commit? I know that people had mentioned some of these sins I've mentioned. That is like murder, like lying, like coveting. Oh, there are many things that the saints have today as the greatest sin. But the greatest sin is to be unfaithful to God who loved you and redeemed you. There's no sin greater than that. Now, here he says, go with to your mother and contend with her. Tell her to come back home. Tell her to turn away from her idolatries. Now, God says, I intend to judge you. And this man, Hosea, I think he said, I'll have her stoned if she continues this kind of a life. I intend to have her stoned. I'll have no other alternative. It's the reason I don't think he's quite as tender-hearted as Jeremiah.